my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
This podcast is produced by All In Media, hosted by Itamar Roy. Hey. Hello.
Hey.
I start with flattering to the woman in the room. Say that you are incredible.
Thank you.
And I've looked at your background, and I want to, if you can tell me a bit about what you did before coming to Kornit.
Okay, so my background is kind of all over the place. Started my career in Mamram as a programmer. Then spent over a decade in Converse in the telecommunication space.
Mamram, would just say to our listeners who don't know the...
Maybe they shouldn't
Mamram,
know.
No, it's okay. Mamram, it's the... I would say
computer science
special unit of the IDF Israeli Army.
Yes. Then I spent over a decade in Converse in the telecommunication space doing project management, sales, business operations, moved to the US as their head of global services business unit. Then moved to Daimler, Mercedes-Benz.
Wow.
As head of their one of their truck brands.
Do you still drive Mercedes?
No.
I assume that before when working there, you probably...
I did, yes, yeah. Yes. Okay. It was one of the benefits.
One of the benefits working
I also
Mercedes.
Drove a truck.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, nice. Yes.
And a bus?
Not a bus. But a motorcycle.
Okay.
All right. So truck, automotive industry, then moved to SodaStream. Headed their operation in North America. Through the acquisition to PepsiCo, then moved back to Israel and joined Kornit as the chief commercial officer.
Hey, Danny.
Hey.
I like your shirt.
Thank you very much.
I don't know if people have the chance to see you, but it's a Kornit T-shirt, which you printed, and the Love T-shirt as well.
Of
so
course.
You are all fashionable.
One of the benefits of working in Kornit.
Branded. Yeah.
Can you tell me what you do in Kornit?
So I'm leading the products in Kornit today. I'm the CPO. I'm with Kornit for the last 3.5 years. Before that, I led the global customer success. And before that, the direct-to-fabric line of business. Like Jack, I also came from the telecom space. Been there for quite many years. Also previously in Converse, leading the global VAS services for Converse. Then afterwards in Tioco, leading the worldwide accounts for them. Joined Kornit because printing is amazing. And once you experience it for the first time, it's a love story. And since then, I'm in Kornit.
So practically, you've worked for Mercedes. I mean, SodaStream is a very innovative company. So I want to better understand from you both. You bring the product to the table and you bring the money to the table if I need to divide it, to split it. Give me your 2 cents about what's innovative about what you do, what's revolutionary in a way, the way you disrupt the fashion industry. I want to hear you say it.
Actually, believe it or not, yeah. There are many similarities between the industries that you've yeah. mentioned. Because all of them, whether it's the telecom space, the industry, or the automotive industry, they're all have gone through dramatic disruption that was driven by, technological development.
The
as
Tesla
well as
thing and the... Yeah.
Electrification, autonomous driving, the telecom, the whole telecom, transformation of the world. So it's driven by one, technological progress and development, as well as mega trends that support it. Also, the sustainability piece is really playing a major role in many of the changes that drive consumer behavior, regulation, that also support the disruption in the industries. Fashion industry is going through a dramatic disruption, and Kornit is in the heart of this transformation. And really what we are enabling, the Kornit story is the new fashion story, a fashion that is being done in better way, creating anything, anywhere, without unnecessary inventory, without damaging the environment. It's an amazing story and a great journey to be in.
So tell me a bit about the product. What do you do in order to make all of this accomplished?
So think of the market. It's a traditional market of textile and fashion that hasn't changed for many, many years, both in terms of sustainability and how people produce, and also in the amounts that should be produced and the waste around them, etc. What we're creating is basically the ability to print on demand, to create whatever creativity that anybody has, be it the creator, be it a fashion brand, be it any one of our customers, and translate that into a product without going through the whole long cycles and wasteful cycles that have been there before, but creating it instantly. And it allows you to express yourself and create one-off, as the shirt, you know, that you saw me wearing and you said in the beginning, one-offs or short runs or really, really quick change and turnarounds in those, without affecting the environment and creating exactly what you want.
Exactly what you want. What do you mean by that?
So take an event that happens today in the world, a concert that you're walking into. You want people to know that you're in the concert and there was a specific moment in that concert. Our technology allows you to have that shirt in the next day or even when exiting the concert, delivered immediately to your house to show those moments that were happening over there, right there.
What is the main thing? You work mainly with customers, isn't it? What's the main thing that you hear from them regarding Kornit? What is the thing that they're looking for and they like about you?
It's really the ability to solve so many problems that many of them have. And Danny touched on it slightly. Customers that, for instance, sitting on piles of inventory that were able to solve that by enabling them to produce on demand. Or customers that have, it takes them a very long time to adjust and meet market trends or fashion trends. It takes many months to do that. And we're able to support the very quick turnaround and the development of new products.
Yeah.
Or customers, for instance, that are, you know, they have massive production floors, but they're unable to fulfill smaller batches of orders because the process is too complex and the setup time is too long and expensive. These are the things that Kornit, with our technology, are able to help them solve.
We always say product, but it's actually many products.
Yeah.
It's actually many products. Can you tell me how many products are we talking about?
So Kornit is operating in quite a wide space right now. We're talking about placement printing and about allowing us to print on shirts, leggings, tote bags, etc. We have products that allow that in very small runs or in longer runs, and it's different products. We have the software and the environment that allows us to take a dream, to take a file, to take a direction, to take an AI-generated image, which is so hot today, you know, in the outside market, and translate that into a physical product through our software, which is called Kornitix, and allows our customers to take that and have it in immediate gratification right there prepared for them. We also have lines which are into more traditional textile, roll-to-roll, what we call, or direct-to-fabric, which allows customers to print whatever patterns and dreams they have, be it in the fashion industry, be it in the home fashion industry, curtains, sofas, etc., and produce those in a super fast manner and a fully sustainable manner, and allow the customers to dream up a design and use it tomorrow on an IKEA sofa.
Can I ask something about customer success?
Please.
Since you did customer success before, what's called today CS, mm-hmm. No, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
CS, and you are now and during the years you work with customers. I want to understand, what from your perspective, what's a what would be the success for a customer?
So our customers are the ones buying the technology and supplying the end products to the end users. That's their users. Their success is creating more impressions, is allowing their customers to achieve extremely easy their dream of what they want to have, their design and dream and creativity, unleash it and allow them to produce as many of those as they can. And that's their success. The more they print, the more successful they are, the more money they make, of course. And that's how Kornit contributes to their ability to do that.
The term unleash, it keeps coming up, you know, in each interview there's the term unleash. You unleash creative, you unleash something. What exactly do you unleash?
We unleash the creativity, or, you know, the potential and endless opportunity to do, you know, whatever you dream, whatever you imagine, whatever you design, and make it a reality.
And how do you show it to a customer that you meet, you know, as a commercial officer? What do you present them?
Basically, you show them the ability to design and to connect to the manufacturing infrastructure that is able to actually fulfill and produce and print whatever they design, whatever is required, one impression at a time, one design at a time.
What design at a time? Yeah.
Think about it in this way. Traditionally, you'd go through a design stage and approve the designs, and then go through making samples of those designs, then send it to manufacturers across the sea, which would then manufacture the sample, send it back to you. You'd have to fix it, go back again, start manufacturing tons and tons of it, because or else if you're not doing it this way, it's not going to be worth your money or worth your while. That's a cumbersome process. We changed all that. We take a file, run it through the system, like a desktop printer, and on the other side you get the finished product and the finished garment. So that's unleashing creativity. It's taking an idea and making it a reality within minutes.
So I want to understand, you are a product guy, but when I talk to Jekka, for example, I want to understand how much of a better in-depth knowledge you need to have in a product when you want to sell it to a customer, because you have very vast experience when it comes to sales and meeting customers and people. But there is a big difference between selling a car or selling, I don't know, something like that, in than selling a printing machine. So can you please define for me how much do you know about the product itself? Do you have an in-depth knowledge of the technology, of everything, or do you need him to help you during the process of selling?
Look, it depends on the level of knowledge and how technical you become. And we have different people in the organization with different level of technical knowledge. When it comes to customers, the most important thing is to understand the value proposition and the problem in the customer side that you're trying to solve. Whether it's, like I said, it's the inventory problem, it's the speed to market problem, it's the ability to reach audience that they weren't able to reach beforehand. So, and then tying it to the attributes of our solutions that really are able to address the products, the problems of the customers.
I've asked this question because it's very rarely you meet, I'm not now talking gender wise, rarely you meet a woman in a very senior position doing either sales or technology, and the people sometimes, maybe now less than before, but sometimes I ask myself, what is this woman? She knows about digital printing and she can advise us about, does it exist?
Look, I don't know. I'm not so much, you know, I haven't seen it that much.
Yeah.
I think like digital printing.
You hate
fashion,
that question. People don't see you now, but I can tell you don't like that question so much, and I can understand. But you know, it's present. You know, it's the gender question is present. It's now present.
But listen, I've done trucks before. Okay,
yeah,
so
okay.
You know,
yeah.
So
it's all relative.
Can you please give me a story? From each, how many times do you speak a day, per day? You work quite intensively with each other.
Way too many. Yeah.
Way too many.
Way too many.
How many? What, 10 times, 20 times? How does it?
What's
your day-to-day routine?
Ask about what hours in the day are we talking to?
And what hours in the day are you talking?
So we speak quite a lot.
Okay. So I wanna understand whether is it something about the two of you, but it can be about someone else as well. A feedback that you got and change something in what you do. I mean, I'm... where I'm trying to go to the culture of Kornit, the way you are quite hybrid and everyone has his opinions and etc. And how do you, you know?
So let me give you an example. We try to listen to our customers very closely in how we develop the next product and what improvements are we putting in the products. Can give you examples around reliability and around changes that we're doing that, you know, for me are even more interesting because they came with my previous hat as the one giving the feedback and now with my current hat as the one fixing the feedback. But I think that we try to be extremely focused around what are our customers need. Classical example would be weight of components that the operators of the system needs to transfer between system and system, and our creation of a flexible platform around it that doesn't require those anymore, and instead of that you just replace a small piece of metal and everything works smoothly accordingly to that. We're considered innovators in the market, and this is one of the strength points of Kornit. Part of that innovation comes in creating solutions for the customers that fit their need. And those are exactly the feedback cycles that we're getting from the field, we're getting from Jekka and her team, trying to create products accordingly, which will meet our customers' need.
How many people are in your team?
Around 100.
Around 100. Located?
Yes. Most of them here. Some of them are, you know, Europe and the U.S., And you have to understand the global business. We're working with the matrix in a matrix way with all the regions.
Define me matrix way.
Matrix is like what is a matrix?
Your matrix. No, I know what
matrix my matrix. Means. Look, my matrix are the presidents of the regions that I work very closely with, that are heading the business units in the geographies that are actually the first line with the customers. Whether in the US or, you know, North America, South America, Europe or Asia.
Okay. And you work, how many people are in your team?
So today it's around 60 or something like that.
60. Mm-hmm. Located?
A lot in Israel, some in the UK, some in other places around the world, a bit in the US, etc.
So show me your day-to-day routine.
So day-to-day has two main parts to it. One is forward-looking and planning and seeing what is the strategy for the next year, the next 2 years, the next 3 years, and the product roadmap that fits that strategy and the market needs around it. The other one is getting the voice of the customer and getting what is happening to us today in the field, making sure that we're giving the customers what they want on a shorter cycle, both in terms of problem solving and in terms of adjusting the products and the releases of the products in order to meet their needs.
And Jekka?
I travel a lot. I'd say probably 30% of the time I spend overseas. And
you like it?
I love it. I love it. This is it. This is the deal. This is the real deal.
Yeah.
You know, traveling, meeting customers, meeting partners, traveling with our sales guys. This is, you know,
it's a tricky question. Sometimes it looks from the outside, it looks very glam and it looks very, but it is, you know,
it's tough.
It can be.
It's tough at times. It's tough at times. It takes a toll.
Yeah.
You know, but it's for me, it's truly energizing. And, you know, it's nothing like seeing it at first hand and collaborating and interacting with our customers. The rest of the time is really being at the headquarters, meetings, Zooms, presentations, reviews. I'm responsible for the global business, consolidation, supporting the business, everything that needs to go. A lot of work with Danny's team and the other functions within the organization. So
you've brought a lot of energy to this room, you know? So I guess you're energized people.
I hope it's good energy. I think this is one of the traits or the leading values in Kornit.
I want a shirt like yours, you know?
I'll get you one. And it's a cycle. It's a cycle of, on one, giving energy to the company and giving energy to our customers, and on the other hand, getting it back from them in what we do and seeing the results of what we do.
It was a great talk. Thanks to have you both.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
It was fun.